I definitely think when our circus rolls into town, I think it is an excuse for people to kind of go out and for an evening kind of forget about everything else and have a good time.
The Holt Steady are a rock and roll quintet based out of Brooklyn, New York. I caught up with guitarist Tad Kubler during soundcheck before their show in Buffalo, fresh off of headlining TV chef Rachel Ray's South by Southwest party in Austin, Texas.
She seems really cool. She was super nice and really, really kind and generous, and she seemed to be really into the show. Every time I looked over, she knew all the words. So, it was a fun party.
Rachel Ray isn't the only prominent supporter of the Holt Steady. Since the release of their first album in 2004, the band has been coined by major press outlets as America's best bar band due to their dynamic performances and constant touring.
We're out now from anywhere from 200 to 300 days a year, depending on when we're in the studio doing a record and stuff like that.
The band has outgrown the small and smoky venues they once played, but their upcoming DVD, Positive Rage, showcases the band right as their breakout album, 2006 Boys and Girls in America, was released. At the time, the band was still driving their own tour van and sleeping at friends' houses while on the road.
It was an interesting time in the band, I guess. Things have changed a lot in the 2.5 to 3 years since we did that.
The devil and John Berryman, they took a walk together and they ended up on Washington talking to the river. He said, I surrounded myself with doctors and deep thinkers. The big hats and soft bodies make for lousy lovers.
Nowadays, the Holt Steady have a real tour bus and a team of engineers to set up their equipment. But life on the road has its challenges, including finding time to write music.
Around the time Boys and Girls in America came out, we realized that because that record came out internationally and opened up so much territory for us in terms of touring, we realized that we were going to have to spend a lot more time on the road, and that if we wanted to continue at the pace that we were at, we would have to start coming up with ideas on the road. You know, we used to fill up all the downtime on tour and the waiting around with kind of drinking and partying and stuff like that. And I think we've realized as that slowed down a little bit, we've tried to be more productive and use that time a little better.
This extra time spent on writing may have been what led to the more sophisticated sound of the band's latest album, Stay Positive. The album features the standout song, One for the Cutters. Kubler says singer and guitarist Craig Finn took a little inspiration from the film Breaking Away when writing the song about a co-ed's entanglement with a dangerous local.
I think Craig loosely based it sort of around the movie that takes place in Bloomington, but, you know, when I listen to the lyrics to that, you can apply that to a lot of towns, you know, especially throughout the United States.
It's hard to describe, so she kept it a secret. The girls that she lived with, they knew nothing about it. The night with the fight and the butterfly knife was the first night she spent with that one guy she liked. She gave him a ride to some kid's house in Cleveland. He stayed there for 2 weeks, the cops finally found him. He didn't seem that different, except for the blood on his jacket. He didn't seem that different, except for maybe his haircut. He didn't seem much different.
The Holt Steady's Tad Kubler says the band's goals remain simple as they begin work on their fifth album.
We wanted it to be a traditional rock band. That's definitely what all of us grew up on. And really have it be a celebration of the better parts of rock and roll. And we're really still having fun doing what we do. It's been 6 years now and 4 records, and we're looking forward to starting another record later this summer, this fall, hopefully. And I think that we continue to grow as players and as songwriters, and I think that's more important than anything else.
For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Josephine McRobbie.